3, 2, 1.
Hello!
Woo! Ow! Get in! Yeah!
Hi.
Here comes the girls.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while since we've done one of these, isn't it?
Yes.
Antics podcast time. Number?
Seven, eight, nine. No. Go on, you should...
I don't know. Oh, I'd have to look it up.
We'll guess. We'll hazard.
Somewhere around the 16 mark. No, it's not.
Feels like it.
So, Gav here.
Kyle.
Brad.
And Sam.
Excellent. And we've got loads of really amazing topics to keep you listening for the next 15 minutes.
Ooh.
is what the audience is thinking right now. So, first of all, we're going to go around the table. And let's start with Kylos.
Hello.
Hello there. Do you have something you'd like to talk about that you've done recently?
Oh, God. Haircut.
Right, okay.
I've had a haircut.
Cutting edge topic.
Yeah. Oh, hey!
Oh, look at that.
In the first 2 minutes.
No, yeah. Haircut, because if anyone knows me, probably because the only people who listen to this are people who know us.
Right.
My hair looked kind of like wild and like Doc from Back to the Future. But yeah, no, I had a haircut. Went into this place, right?
Mm.
£3.99 it cost me for a haircut, which is pretty good these days.
£3.99?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's so shit.
Hey, don't let me get into that.
I was going to say, for £3.99, it can't be great. But
well, look at it and then judge.
I know, but it's on your head, so it's already...
So, Brad, just describe the haircut for people.
Well, if you've ever attacked a sheep with shears blindly, but then sort of realised halfway through you don't want to make... the sheep cry.
Yeah.
Then you've sorted it out, and it looks all right. It looks
sure.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just ask? What did you actually say? Because they always say, "What do you want?"
Right. Well, it started off badly when the guy indicated to the chair, and he was voluntarily bald, which says to me he doesn't like hair. If you're shaving off all your hair and you work with hair, that to me is a bad sign. You know, it's like a vegetarian working in a slaughterhouse, you know.
Right.
You just wouldn't do it, would you?
The thing is, as well, it's quite a big deal for Kyle to get a haircut because he's a bit scared of hairdressers.
I am, yeah.
I think, where are you going on your holidays? He just hates it.
Yeah.
Absolutely hates it.
She's right.
So. Why are you scared of them?
Because I hate the horrible small talk. So, what do you do at university?
Do performance.
Oh, I'll see you on Corrie.
Oh, making conversation.
Oh,
God.
Ooh,
oh.
Just shut up and cut my fucking hair.
Exactly.
Right.
I must admit, at this point, when people say, what would you like doing today?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like just saying, a haircut, please.
To be fair.
Figure it out.
I'm sure people do that and hate them.
Do you not go into really detailed specifics?
No.
I do. I give them like a whole... catalogue of what I want doing.
Oh yeah, I have to do that now.
Yeah.
You don't get what you want.
You don't.
And then they say, is that all right? And I assume 99.9% of British people say yes, even when it's not.
Yeah.
What about African people?
Well,
I just didn't understand why you know that.
No, because British people have this thing where they can't like disagree with people, can they? Or express an opinion without being like afterwards, after you can do anything about it.
I like Gav trying to throw the kind of like race wine.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No.
Trying to point out if Sam's a racist.
No. All right, let's move on to Brad. Brad, what have you got to bring to the table?
I've just got back off a holiday.
All right, okay.
Thanks, Kyle. I went to Spain with my family for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Met them out there. We got up to some fun. We made great friends with the people who own the bar underneath where my nan's apartment is.
Mm.
And he was whinging to us that he has a security light outside his bar.
Right.
And every night he locks up, pulls the shutters down, but he can't turn the security light off, so he was whinging. So that night, before me and my brother flew out to meet my parents, my dad carried the armchair from the flat downstairs, sat under his security light and started reading his book and took a photo and obviously sent it to him. So the guy at the bar thinks this is hilarious. So every night we're taking a different photo in this bar in the spotlight. And one night we came down with our snorkels, masks and our swim shorts on. There was one night where we carried a bench from two apartment blocks down, sat on this bench, loads of plant pots one night, pretended to water them, and then I think the famous one.
Oh, is this your Yes, profile picture. Profile and he's picture. Stood naked with his brother and his dad, which I think is a bit weird.
But we're not butt naked, we're covering our private parts with...
a balloon.
Balloons, yeah, a couple of balloons each.
Right, so does that mean potentially you've seen your parents' ding-dong and your brother's hoo-ha?
They were very good with their balloon placement, so luckily, nothing.
Right, wow.
Okay, let's move on to Sam.
I have no life.
Right, okay.
Oh, God, no, I've got a job. I got a job. And last night, me and the rest of us all went out and got really drunk. And, like, my manager slut-dropped quite a bit, which was interesting because he was really good at it. So if you fancy going to see a show at City Hall at any point, know that the staff are very, very welcoming.
Good.
That's what I like about my City Hall.
Brad.
Yes.
If you have a balloon next to your knob.
Yeah.
Does that make all your pubes stand firm?
Yeah, I never even thought to have a little go.
Well, next time. Can I just say, is this a random question or is this related to what you've just been talking about?
Oh, no, well, yeah, Brad was talking about...
balloon outside the bar.
I didn't know if you just went down the street and asked people that kind of thing.
Sometimes.
Right, okay.
Excuse me, man. I know you look 80. But...
okay.
Go on, Gav, what about you?
I went to a wedding. It was my cousin's wedding on Friday. And what I really liked about it was there was no mention at all the whole time of God or Jesus or Amen or the Lord.
Right.
Really?
And we got through the whole, an entire wedding without any mention of those things. Which is pretty cool, I think.
Was the wedding done in a church as well?
No.
Ah, that's one loophole then. Snuck through that one.
But I'd never been to a wedding like that before, so I always assumed that there had to be some element of that somewhere. Mm.
But what do you mean by that amen? Do you mean like, amen?
There was no prayers or anything like that.
No, right, you're now joined in holy matrimony either, did they?
Well, I guess not.
No,
cheeky.
Unless they'd done that sometime before or something, maybe. Mm. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was cool.
Right.
Right, what are we doing next on the podcast?
Oh, we've got Ask the Antics Anything.
Okay. Should we do that?
Yes. Get that jingle up.
Oh, do we really have to?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, it's cute.
It's been a while since we've played.
Go.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Let's go.
I am playing it. It is on the song, so search within. Find out why Ask the Antics Anything. Right, that'll do.
All right. So, what have we got?
We've got one in. Someone's asked us, if you could be any animal, what animal would you be and why? So, does anyone want to take point on this one?
A pepperami.
That's not funny because I was going to say a pig.
Oh, you can still say that.
No, because you're a processed version of me.
That's what I've always wanted to do. It's a little bit weird. No idea what that meant.
Wolfman from Gladiator.
Any reason why?
He was a dude.
Well, yeah, he is.
And he could beat people off with those sticks really easily.
if you were an animal, you would definitely be a giraffe. Look at him, he already looks like a giraffe, do you think?
No.
I go every day. I wake up next to you every day and think he'd be a giraffe.
Well, maybe you should find a new pepper on me, bitch.
What?
Fantastic.
I don't know. Sorry.
Are you suggesting I'm a better fit?
Right, okay. Probably.
Right, we'll talk about that later. Okay. Oh my God, something's going on here that you can't see, but never mind.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
You didn't say what you wanted to be.
Thank you.
Oh, Brad.
Sorry, Brad.
I think I'd be, and I've wanted to be this for a few years now, one of the seals that live off the coast of Britain.
Wow, okay.
No, there's good reason, because all they do, all day, every day, are my three favourite things, which is eat,
poo,
sleep, and mate.
Oh.
So what,
what about pooing?
You know, it's up there, top 10, but it's not top 5.
That's one of your favourite things to do?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Really?
Long, hard day at work, you get
I wonder what you're going to say. Right, okay, good. Enough shit talk.
Okay.
Speaking of shit, actually.
Yeah?
Just to bring us back there, crawling back.
Wow.
Someone I went to school with wanted to come, they always said they'd come back as a pigeon. They were asked when we were on about, you know, reincarnation in religious studies.
Mm-hmm.
They said, what would anyone come back with? And he said, I'd like to come back as a pigeon so then I can fly around and shit on people. And that stuck as his nickname for the whole 5 years.
What, Pigeon?
Pigeon.
Oh, not Pigeon Shitter.
No, his nickname is now Pigeon. Because
that's a horrible, horrible.
I want to be a pigeon so I can poo on people.
You have terrible friends.
He has weird ambitions in life.
Yeah, I know.
Right, what's next?
Good. Facebook, old post. We did mention the last one that we were going to mention some really annoying Facebook statuses that were other than ours, which were annoying. So has anyone got any?
I've got one.
Go ahead.
Right, let me just find it.
Give us a 5 minutes, listeners.
Right, now. Some people are so superficial, .. How many people would actually just love the natural you, the real you deep down, underneath all the war paint, underneath all the attitude? How many people would still love you after seeing how scarred you are? How many people would love the shattered soul within?
Right, okay. That's is that a poem or?
I don't have a shattered soul, I don't think.
Kyle?
Was she watching Zulu?
I don't know.
What's all the war paint and the scars?
I don't know. But quite a lot of hers are like this.
Okay.
So she's a bit of a serial poster.
Serial whinges.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's something to think about, guys. The shattered soul within all of us.
I don't know.
I get home after work
and
I put the TV on and sort of think about
it.
Having
was deeper things to think about.
You superficial.
I know.
You're one of these.
I think
some people are so super fit. That bit's about you.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I get
home. What about the wall paint? When you take off the wall paint, gun.
The scars within.
But I might have a yogurt. This girl gets home and goes, "I'm going to write this
underneath all the attitude, gun. You are just
you're one of them.
You get in and have a yogurt.
All right.
Watch the TV and go right to bed.
Okay, Kyle's got one.
I've got one. Let's be super quick with this one.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's massive.
Is this an actual status?
Yes, this is a status. I like how most girls say most guys are idiots and they want one thing, .. sex. I agree with it. Most guys probably do. But at the same time, I also like how most girls like to judge guys straight away, speculatively, when they haven't met them yet, and say, "You're a typical bloke, I doubt we will get on," and then close the door on them. But, you know, that's just my observational opinion and experience. Heck, I had a girl a year ago think the same of me because of my humour and that. She soon apologised when me and my mate put her straight. She almost felt really bad. That's what you get for judging too quickly, I'm afraid. But like I said, most guys are that typical guy. Just got to make sure your instincts are correct.
Okay, so when you first read that, what was going through your mind?
Psychopath.
Right, okay.
Well, what's it trying to... That's not an argument, though, is it?
Well, I don't know what you mean. Put her straight.
No, but he's saying most guys are typical guys, but I'm not, and you shouldn't judge people like that. But most guys are typical guys.
Yeah.
Again, go home and put the TV on.
Have a yogurt.
Have a yogurt.
Yakult.
Muller corner.
I was just going to say, get mullered.
Like the biscuity type or the fruit type, which makes you think you do something healthy.
No. I really don't need to pick up muller corners to make that decision. Just fruit or
I want to do my one.
All right, okay, we're going to move on.
All right, this is very close to my heart, right?
Okay.
Samantha's Sheffield scandal. Nearly got it wrong there.
Have we got a jingle?
Trademark. No, because you didn't make one. No, we'll have to make one for next week.
All right, sure, go.
Right. John's van has been hijacked. Right. If you don't know what John's van is, right, it got me through my first year of uni. And just because you're all Hallamers, you don't understand, but this is the solidarity centre of uni off, right?
Right.
It was. Before 12 a.m, you used to be able to get a bacon or sausage butty and a cup of tea for £2. Now it's £2.10 because of inflation and stuff. But you used to get 3 sausages.
Where's it gone? Where's the van gone?
I don't know, but all I'm saying is we need to find it. And there's lots of things on Facebook, like hashtag find John's van, stuff like that, right? So everyone has to get on it because, you know, I made a lot of friends with that.
Good.
So that's what I'm going to say.
Right, we've got 30 seconds. Right, big up.
Big ups. We've got a few big ups. I'd like to big up Corey, Jamie, my friend Zoe.
Don't get your phone. I've got 20 seconds.
No, people are texting me in.
Should have been prepared.
Not me.
Big up to Keith in Bishop's Bridge. Big up to Sandra. Big up to Randy Bobandy. And finally, big up to you all for listening. Thank you very much.
Williams is wonders. David Blaine, isn't he so talented? Ooh.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. See you in a bit. Ta-ra.